Here's a little behind-the-scenes look at what I do. Rod Vane tells us more.
There's a unique niche in radio and TV broadcasting, providing news to farmers and ranchers, rural residents and consumers on a daily basis. Farm broadcasting as we know it began in the 1920s. However, the national association that helps promote farm broadcasting is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. And Tom Brand of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting says,
you think about where agriculture has come in the last 70 years, and especially the last 90 years, and there was a lot of education that was taking place, and the best way to communicate to folks was through the radio. And we added television into the mix, and we're able to give demonstrations of things.
He knows new technologies and medias today advances this education through a variety of platforms, some crossing over with each other. But the focus of this information and the connection between broadcaster and audience is the same.
They could really fit some good niches in the marketplace by talking about how to grow things better.
I'm Rod Bain reporting.
Well, here at Agnet West, my counterpart Taylor Hillman and myself are both members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and we are two of the very small number of members who actually live here in California. We are always interested in promoting the future of farm broadcasting. If you know of a student who is interested in the field, have them send me an email to Sabrina at agnetwest.com. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is Agnet West.